From Symphony Hall in Boston, this is Ron Delachiesa. Well, tonight we bring you our final broadcast from the 125th anniversary season of the Boston Pops, recorded earlier this month here at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart is our conductor, and the Boston Pops welcomes Dave Brubeck, who last appeared with the orchestra 20 years ago. His quartet features Bobby Militello, alto saxophone and flute, Michael Moore bass, and Randy Jones drums. Along with Dave Brubeck, we feature BSO violinist Tamara Smirnova and Bonnie Buick in music that harks back to Stefan Grappelli. Ron Delachiesa here in the broadcast booth overlooking the stage at Symphony Hall. Dave Brubeck, who is about to make his appearance, is truly a jazz legend. Dave was born in 1920, a musical family in Concord, California. He first studied piano with his mom and then served in the Army, studied composition with French composer Darius Milhaud at Mills College in Oakland, California. And it was Milhaud who encouraged Brubeck to pursue a career in jazz. Darius Milhaud himself was a great lover of jazz music. Dave Brubeck, I remember first hearing Dave at the Newport Jazz Festival. It was 1958. I went down to Newport. George Ween, of course, started the Newport Jazz Festival. And Dave was a regular attraction from about the late 50s on. Dave Brubeck at that time was working with his famous quartet, the original quartet, with Dave on piano, Paul Desmond playing alto sax, and Joe Morello on drums. Eugene Wright was the bassist, and of course their big hit was Take Five. 1959, Dave's recording an album, Time Out, was the first jazz album to sell over a million copies, and Blue Rondo a la Turek and Take Five became jukebox favorites too, and they were heard on many radio stations across America at that time. Dave Brubeck formed another group in 1967 in which he hooked up with baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan, another jazz icon and composer, along with Boston's own Alan Dawson on drums. The group recorded and toured for several years, and during this period, Brubeck also performed with three of his musical sons, Darius, Chris, and Dan, billed as two generations of Brubeck, frequently with Mulligan or Desmond as guest artists. Dave Brubeck, of course, always performs Take Five on his many concerts, not only in this country, but all across the world. And he is considered to be one of the most popular jazz personalities anywhere. Dave Brubeck has performed in concerts, not only in this country, but abroad at many of the major jazz festivals throughout the world as well. His 1990 performance with the Boston Pops was telecast on PBS's Evening at Pops, and some of his other compositions include the Oratorio, The Light in the Wilderness, the Cantata, The Gates of Justice, based on the works of Martin Luther King Jr., and the Old Testament. Upon This Rock, another work, was composed for Pope John Paul II's visit to San Francisco, The Mass to Hope, a celebration in a mini-opera based on Steinbeck's Canary Row, presented at the 2006 Monterey Jazz Festival. What a pleasure it is to have Dave Brubeck appearing tonight with Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops in this long-anticipated appearance here in Symphony Hall. Now here's Keith Lockhart coming on stage to conclude tonight's Boston Pops concert. He's about to introduce the Dave Brubeck Quartet from Symphony Hall.
Now, this is an honor that I've waited for my whole life. This is a person whose music I've been listening to since I was a struggling pianist before I became a struggling conductor. And it's an amazing opportunity to share the stage with him and his wonderful quartet. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, a recipient of a 2009 Kennedy Center Award and a Smithsonian Institution Living Legend, please welcome Dave Brubeck. I have the honor of speaking for Dave today, so if I get things wrong, well, I'm the one who's in trouble, I suppose. But that was a piece called Summer Music in an arrangement by Darius Brubeck. And the next thing we're going to do is a little tune called The Basie Band is Back in Town, a tribute to Count Basie, written by Dave Brubeck, arranged by his son Chris Brubeck, who's a good friend of the Boston Pops, and we're premiering a piece of Chris's a couple weeks down the road. Hope you come back and enjoy that as well. The Basie Band is Back in Town. Thank you. Dave has been a leader in jazz crossover, bringing great jazz composition into the world of symphonic music for almost the entirety of his career. The next piece we're going to play features Bobby Militello on flute. It's called Lullaby, and it's from Dave's 1975 Mexican Christmas cantata entitled La Fiesta del Posada. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Let me take this opportunity to introduce the other members of one of the most legendary groups in all of jazz music, the Dave Brubeck Quartet. You just heard a man whose incredible woodwind stylings I've been listening to ever since I was a struggling woodwind player in the 70s. This is all before I became a struggling conductor, but Bobby Militello. On bass, give it up for Michael Moore. I was never a struggling bass player, however. And on drums, Randy Jones. Now, I've been empowered to tell you a little bit of a story here. I can't say that it's from first-hand experience because it happened the year before I was born. But in 1958, Dave was on a tour of Turkey, and he heard some street musicians playing, and they were playing a rhythm that's unusual by Western standards. It's a 9/8 rhythm that's divided. And he went into, presumably, the local bar and asked them what this was, and they said, well, you know, that's our standard stock and trade rhythm. That's our blues. And David thought about this for a while, and he went back and he composed a piece using this core rhythm and in the classical form of the rondo and with a blues harmonic pattern underneath it. And the result was one of the biggest hits of his 1959 hit album, Time Out, which was the first jazz album to ever sell over 1 million copies. It is Blue Rondo a la Turk. Dave Brubeck and the Dave Brubeck Quartet.
The Dave Brubeck Quartet from Symphony Hall with Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops. The quartet featured Bobby Militello, alto sax and flute, Michael Moore, bass, Randy Jones, drums, and of course, Dave Brubeck, who celebrates his 90th birthday this December 6th.
For those of you who are jazz fans out there, you know that this is an important anniversary in the jazz world. Anyway, this year we are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the incredible Belgian jazz guitarist Django Reinhardt, born in 1910 in Belgium. Suffered an accident in a fire while he was still in his teens, retained only the use of two fingers on his guitar-playing hand, and went on to become one of the most incredible technicians, really reinvented the whole world of jazz guitar. And along with the French jazz violinist Stéphane Grappelli, they were one of the most formidable creative duos in all of jazz. One of the things that's exciting about working with this great group of musicians is to see how many different directions their interests take them, some of them far beyond the classical sphere. Our soloist tonight, our primary soloist, we have several of them in this next set of pieces, has been a member of the Boston Symphony and the Boston Pops since 1987. But her interest in folk music and jazz really only dates to about 2005 or so, when she purchased a folk fiddle from the maker Robert Childs, a local maker, and joined his folk group, his folk fiddle group, Childs Play. Originally, as she says, standing in the back and learning from everybody else. Well, over these last 5 years, she has become fully immersed in the world of jazz and different stylings, different folk stylings as well. Moved into jazz, said she'd always, all the way through high school, been in her room trying to imitate Stéphane Grappelli's playing, and now she has the opportunity. We're playing with Bonnie, crossover pieces written for the great classical virtuoso Yehudi Menuhin and Grappelli to play together. They are arrangements of Skylark and Sweet Georgia Brown that have been adapted for the Boston Pops, and we'll feature Bonnie Buick and the concertmaster of the Boston Pops, Tamara Smirnova. So without further ado, please welcome violinist Bonnie Buick and Tamara Smirnova.
Thank you.
VSO violinist Tamara Smirnova and Bonnie Buick with Hoagy Carmichael's Skylark, arranged by Don Sebesky. Now our soloists continue with Keith Lockhart of the Boston Pops. Another Don Sebesky arrangement. Here's Sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you. Georgia Brown, arranged by Don Sebesky, violinist Tamar Smirnova, and Bonnie Buick were our soloists. Keith Larkart closing out this concert with the most famous march by John Philip Sousa. That also closes out our broadcast season of the Boston Pops, and what a season it's been. This radio station and the Boston Pops wish to acknowledge the many generous donors who make these concerts possible. We're also indebted to the musicians of the Boston Pops Orchestra and to the Boston Musicians Association for their support of these broadcasts. All of us urge you to attend concerts at Symphony Hall and throughout the community. These broadcasts of the Boston Pops are produced by Brian Bell, with engineering by James Donahue. The executive producer is John Solins, and the general manager for the WGBH radio stations is John Bosse. Our thanks to Bernadette Horgan and Kathleen Drouin of the Symphony Hall Press Office, and to Bruce Crediter, Margot Saulnier, and Dennis Elves for all their help with these broadcasts. I'm Ron Della Chiesa. I've truly enjoyed bringing the 125th season of the Boston Pops to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.